Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The longest extreme heat wave to ever hit the Southwest continues this weekend with more triple-digit temperatures. Jordan Darby lives in Phoenix.
I know when I get into work, I'm a little cranky just because, like, I've been out in the sun for about an hour.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison has the forecast.
Right now, we're looking at primarily the southwestern United States and portions of the southern plains for the most concentrated areas of heat across the country. We have some areas down there that are going to be well over 100 degrees.
Police say one man was killed and three others shot in what appears to be a random mass shooting in Queens, New York. The suspect allegedly targeted people while riding on a scooter. NYPD Assistant Chief Joseph Kenny.
As they began to process the scene, they came across video that shows a male Hispanic approach our victim from behind on a scooter, raises his hand one time and fires one time, striking our victim.
The U.S. is sending $800 million more in military aid to Ukraine, including a controversial addition. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides has more.
The decision by the U.S. to send cluster munitions to Ukraine comes as NATO is set to hold a summit in Lithuania next week, where President Biden will no doubt face questions over the controversial move. When a cluster munition is deployed, several smaller explosives called bomblets scatter over a large area that can stretch the size of several football fields, but sometimes those bomblets do not explode on impact, posing a threat to civilians even years after conflict.
Famed American women's soccer player Megan Rapinoe says she'll retire. Sports reporter Ben Jacobs.
Even at the age of 38, love for football, but also a hunger and a drive, which is why she's been able to stay at her peak as one of the best female soccer players in the world for so long. And then off the field, she just cares. She's one of the most genuine people that you will ever meet.
A lottery jackpot just keeps growing.
Go on, take money and run.
You feeling lucky? The potential prize for the massive Powerball jackpot just made history. Someone could end up taking home $615 million in tonight's drawing. That's the 10th largest Powerball prize ever. There have been 33 consecutive drawings without a big winner. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The markets lost ground yesterday. The Dow finished 187 points lower. The S&P 500 was down 12. The Nasdaq dropped 18. The June jobs report from the Labor Department showed 209,000 jobs were added. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Kentucky Fried Chicken's new Ultimate Barbecue Fried Chicken Sandwich. An extra crispy filet loaded with hickory smoked bacon, cheese, crispy onions, and sweet honey barbecue sauce. It tastes just like summer, but like the good part of summer. Not leaving the tent door open and waking up to a swarm of mosquitoes, two chipmunks, and one very, very large woodchuck. Anyway, try KFC's new Ultimate Barbecue Fried Chicken Sandwich. It's a barbecue in every bite. That's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating locations, while supplies last, prices may vary.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be... Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. If you're talking,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You
can do it if you try. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 53. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 63.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 82. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at.
And you know what to go for. You can keep those things I don't need on your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone.
See.
rest assured, I've got what you need.
People Brothers Band, the new album is called Sisters and Brothers, and it is absolutely heavenly. That was Stepping Stone and Hot Off the Press before that. A double dip of the People Brothers Band to kick you off on a Saturday night. Greetings, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We send our hugs and our love to Terry and her family. Original local music from Wisconsin, 6 p.m. to midnight. That's what we're doing. You know, Rocker, People Brothers Band, they have a ton of shows coming up, including Boogie Down 2023, that's July 21st through the 23rd, and People Fest, that's Thursday, August 10th through the 12th. Both of those are at the Driftless Music Gardens. People Brothers Band is also playing La Fête next weekend on Friday, July 14th. And La Fête starts on Thursday, July 13th, Rocker. It's the second of the Festiland music festivals of the season.
That's right, Jimmy. 2 out of 5. Here we go. We're like going right into summer hardcore. And of course, La Fête, that's a big one. 13th through the 16th of July at McPike Park here in Madison. And hey, kicking off the Thursday at 4:30 is Don't Mess with Cupid, and of course we know them as the local guys doing Otis Redding tribute. And that night is very interesting because they have Tank and the Bangas, and they're a nationally touring band, but they're pretty huge. People really love them. Jimmy, then of course on the Sun Stage on Friday is your People Brothers Band, but there's plenty more happening at the festival. Let's see. I just quickly kind of go down the list. I was seeing Honor Among Thieves is on Saturday, July 15th. The Jimmies with Marsha Ball is later that night. And, I saw Loving Cup is playing on the Sunday. That's,
the
VO5
right?
people doing Rolling Stones tribute. So there's lots of other cool bands. Where was I looking?
Is it true this year?
There's a lot of stuff, Jimmy.
Yeah. Is it true this year that La Fête actually has a stage dedicated to locals?
There is a local stage, yes. And I'm kind of looking because they have different local stuff throughout. Yeah. But the Sun Stage, the Cabaret Stage, the Family Fête, the Moon Stage, and the Lagniappe Stage.
So La Fête, that's at Central Park, right on the Isthmus, right?
Yep, and just tons of food, tons of vendors, really open space, very big stage. It's a lot of fun if you've never been to La Fête de Marquette.
It's a great time. It's the second Festiland Festival of the season. Stop by, say hi, tell them Max Inc. Radio sent you. And there's a lot of good bands playing, including this band right here, Honor Among Thieves. Joey B. Banks, Andy Ewing. Number 3, I can't remember his name, Rocker.
Well, there's a couple people in the
there's
band.
There's been a couple people. It's Buggy Whip on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mount a pyramid or maybe a recliner. I'm useless as a buggy whip.
track. Universal fingerprints for anyone's better. Crime lab, cop talk, radiation, same song. Caught you holding your howdy pants, you better just forget her. I'm useful as a buggy wheel. I'm good as any buggy wheel. I'm useful as a buggy wheel. Truffle-headed pork rind, concertina mini mall, the concertina wire, alabaster moonwalk, pillow devil car crash, fundamental anagram, you got to pay the choir, fundamental anagram, you got to pay the choir, fundamental anagram, you got to pay the choir, fundamental anagram, you got to pay the choir. Get puffed and rigor mortis, fool's cap, bunch you full of another way to real estate in China. Silicone rat bait, like I want a train wreck. Tantamount to pyramid, or maybe you're a recliner. 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 I'll be useful as a buggy whip. I'm good as any buggy whip. I'm useful as a buggy whip, and you.
Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Honor Among Thieves from 2000. The Blue God is the name of the album. That was Buggy Whip. It's driving me crazy who number three is in Honor Among Thieves. Joey B. Banks on drums. Andy Ewing singing and playing guitar. I don't know who's playing bass.
The fiddle guy, I think. No, that was Andy Ewing.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget.
Good guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Until midnight tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call. Request a song or just say hi. You can also hop on the brand new Civic Media app rocker. You can listen to any of the stations. You can also send us a text or call us right from the app. It's pretty groovy.
That's right. We'll be monitoring the text. So go ahead and give us a text, and Jimmy will reply to you over the air.
We promise. Yeah, we promise. We have a packed show of awesome people tonight, rocker. Who's in the studio tonight?
Jimmy, Lily Lux. She's here right now. She's the Free the Nipple advocate and avid music fan and local event organizer, and she's going to be here to tell us about the opening of the Cardinal and the brand new Fetish Night that's going to be making a comeback. Linda and the Zeros, yes. Greg and Linda, they're going to be stopping by the studio to tell us about their upcoming Memorial Union show and at Woodfest. Plus, Kaylin Cole, she's a Portage area native who splits her time between here and Nashville, and she's making a stop into our studio, and she's going to give us all a first listen to her new song. It's not even out yet.
Dude, I listened to it earlier today. It's amazing.
Oh, so it's going to be the second listen for you, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Devil's Lair, Jimmy, Milwaukee's God's Outlaw, Big Smith, guitar and vocalist. He'll be here performing solo acoustic and breaking out a couple oldies from Grandpa's Outlaw Country Library.
like I'm just gonna happy birthday, Kathy. Well, here's no. That's right. I'm a dumb. I know. Oh, I saw him walk up to you. I don't. Yeah, I know. I saw him walk right up to you.
Chris Inda, Next Home Partner. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda, Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From historic Witterfield on this Halloween-themed night, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters welcome the outer division opponent of the Traverse City Pit Spitters. Good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters, a game against Lakeshore yesterday where they fell 7-3. They committed four errors in the field, and unfortunately for them, they lost because of it. They just could not hit the ball well, and they just, unfortunately, on the defensive side, a team that is second in fielding percentage, they struggled yesterday, so they fell, and now they've lost four of their past five games. They're 1-3 in the second half, so looking to get back to winning ways as they did so much in the first half, a team right now that's sitting dead last in the Great Lakes West Division. So for them, there's obviously a lot of games to go, but they're going to have to get back against a Traverse City team that is the opposite of that. They have been very good. They're 3-1 in the second half. They are the first half Eastern Division champions, 25-14. They went, and they did so on a game where they just have been well. They just have played great ball. They are a team that leads the league in fielding percentage, and they have a great defense. They also have a lot of great hitters as well. One of those guys is Glenn Miller, their third baseman. He's batting a .320 with 29 RBIs. He's definitely a guy that the Raptors are going to have to watch out for. For this Traverse City team, though, they are went 22-13 in the first half, 25-14 overall. They right now, 3-1, second in the division. They split the series with the Rafters back on June the 26th and the 27th. They won the first game 3-1, but lost 5-4 in that second game where the Rafters were up 4-0. Traverse City found momentum and got four runs in the bottom of the ninth and went to the top of the 10th, and Conniff got home on a wild ball, on a wild pitch, and eventually got home, and for him, it was big. You know, they found a way to win that game and split the series in their last game in the road trip. So manager for the Pit Spinners, Josh Rebantz, he's a guy that is at the helm once again and definitely a leader among his clubhouse. And guys, they definitely look up to him because Traverse City, they are doing something right now. They have been playing great baseball all season long. They've really sat in the Great Lakes East Division first the entire way through the first half. Kalamazoo got close with only a game back, but Traverse City saw it the entire ways through. So for them today, they are starting with Aaron Gustafson, the guy out of Masters University and from Fontana, Georgia. He appeared against the Rafters back on June the 26th. So definitely a guy that they're going to like to have in these situations against the Rafters. He's done well against them before. So Tyler Minnick will be at catcher. Cooper Erickson at first. Dylan Carey at second. Glenn Miller at third, Camden Traficante at shortstop, Jack Crichton, who's had his success against the Rafters, the Clemson product from Rochester Hills, and at center field is going to be Andrew Manley, the center fielder who's done well. He's out of Wofford College, so he's a guy that they're going to have to look out for as well. He has four RBIs on the season. And in right field, Colin Summerhill, the Northern Illinois product, 27 RBIs. So he's good in that nine role. As for the Rafters, getting his first start, Bryson Parrish out of Northern Alabama. And from Florence, Alabama, a Wilson High School product who's had one game appearance and with against Madison back on July the 4th. He had an inning pitched and also a hit allowed. So the UNA Pronick, whose teammates with his catcher, Levi Jensen, who will be in that two role today. So Jack Gervich at first, Chris Conniff at second, Jorge Tegadi at third, Garrett Broussard at shortstop, and for the outfield, Anthony Gallison at left, Ty Johnson at center, and Logan Hugo out of Eastern Michigan, teammates with Glenn Miller as well. So he's at right field. So Raptors, for them, their keys are just going to continue to play well on the defensive side, which they did not so yesterday. Those four errors really cost them, and it was two from the catcher, Hogan Alixo, who's not in the lineup, but very uncharacteristic, like day for him yesterday. But, you know, look for them. They have a team that leads the ERA in the league with a 3.27. They're first in the least amount of errors. They're also first in double plays. So the Raptors are second in fielding percentage. They have a great defense. So that's going to hopefully carry them against a Traverse City team who matches up very well with them. They're first in fielding percentage, Traverse City is. They're third in ERA with a 3.71. And they're also first in assists in the league. So a lot of these two teams have great defensive sides. So it's going to matter coming down to the hitting, and the Raptors have struggled with that, of getting runs in. They've gotten guys able to get on base, but those timely hits, those big RBIs, those haven't really come at a big rate for the Raptors. So that's going to be key for them. So we'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment. National Anthem coming up shortly.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So back here inside Witter Field, about 6 minutes away from first pitch, Raptors start a homestand where they have seven of their next eight games here at Witter Field. For a while there, they were on the road for quite a bit. You take it back to late June, early July. They were on the road for 11 out of the 14 days, so it was a long away stand. And they had a home stand of three games, but they just came back for a two-game series with the Lakeshore Chinooks where they split the series. They won the first game 4-3, and they did so in a way where they came back and won two runs in the top of the ninth inning, and it was a great victory for them because they were down 3-2 in that game, and they found a way to win. And last night just was an ugly game, to say the least. But you look at it, you know, they're going to have those games. You hope that it's not going to continue based on not clinching the playoffs in the first half. So the room for error in these games is cut because they're going to have to start to win games because Green Bay's already clinched, and you got teams like Wausau who missed out. You got teams like Madison right now who are playing well. They're 3-1. So the schedule only gets tough, and a team like Traverse City, who's first in the Great Lakes East, and will finish first, second right now, but you know they're only a half game back of first to Battle Creek, believe it or not, who finished dead last in that division in the first half, but right now they're starting 4-1, so they have done well. So Raptors, for them, it's about getting back to playing their baseball and playing defensively, because their defense has really propelled their offense, and in the last couple games they've had to rely on their offense. Well, when that happens, their chance of winning games is gone down. So if they can continue to start to just get their way on defense and not commit any errors, get outs when needed, force guys to hit ground balls and shallow ones as well, so it will be big for them to find a way here and take down a Traverse City team where, you know, I've seen back on June the 26th, they gave up a run in the each first three innings in the first game, and they fell 3-1. They didn't really have many moments where they had a chance to win that game. Traverse City really took it to them, and Traverse City is a team that they don't get a ton of hits. They find ways to get on base, but there's a lot. They're not a big hitting team. They just play a small ball, and it really hurts other teams, and they found success doing so. So we're going to take a quick break here on WFHR. Bryson Parrish getting on the mound right now. He's excited to get his first start as a Rafter. Both teams on the first and third base lines getting ready for the national anthem and first pitch. So we'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR, moments away from Rafters baseball here on the Saturday night. We'll step aside.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
As we're here back inside Witterfield on this sunny Saturday night, Halloween themed as well. Some fans in their costumes. So Halloween in July, which is a promotion here at Witterfield. So fans have trickled in and showed out. So excited to have everybody back inside the gates of the historic Witterfield. So Rafters in their white uniforms with the maroon lettering on the front, the maroon numbers on the back. They have their black sleeves as well with the black leggings. They also have their black and white caps with the red bills. As for the Pittsbitters, They have their black tops with the red logos and the red numbers on the back. They have their gray pants. So a team that has traveled far. You know, the Rafters played back there on June 26th, 27th. It was an 8-hour bus ride back to Wisconsin Rapids. The team left around 9:30 or so and got into Rapids around 5:30 in the morning. So it was a long night that night. And then for them, they were fortunate to see the game get canceled that day due to the air quality. So they had a doubleheader the day after. But, yeah, so it's a Traverse City has traveled a long way. They played their previous two games against the Dock Spiders. And then before that, they were at Battle Creek for two. So they've been on the road for quite a bit. They've been staying overnight in hotels. So they are here once again for a two-game series to finish up their road trip. They're after a start a homestand. So Bryson Parrish getting the start, the right-handed pitcher. He'll step in on the first batter. Jack Crichton out of Clemson plays his baseball in the ACC as he swing and a ball lifted in to left center field as Jack Crichton gets things going with a base hit. So Crichton opens up the play. So Jack Crichton, a guy, first pitch and lines it into left center field. And here comes the pitch hitters already with a runner on it. Watch out for Jack Crichton. He's a guy that likes to steal bases. So Bryson Parrish out of North Alabama from Florence, Alabama. Went to Wilson High School, and he serves in on a curveball low. 1-0. So Glenn Miller batting a 320. He's had 29 RBIs from Pentwater, Michigan. Plays his collegiate ball with Logan Hugo, the right fielder for the Rafters. And the 1-0, Parrish looks over at first, and Gervich late to the tag. So a 1-0 count. Bryson Parrish all set. The 1-0 and clips the right edge of the strike zone, 1-1. Glenn Miller has had 29 RBIs. Also had 20 runs as well. So Parrish appeared in 9 games for North Alabama with an 0-4 record. 13 innings of work, allowing 26 hits, 25 runs. He also had 7 strikeouts. 2 of those came against Eastern Kentucky back on April the 23rd. So Parrish once again delivers over and sees the 1-1, really having his eyes on Jack Crichton. Remind you, in the first game back on the 26th of June, Crichton was the first run to score on the bottom of the first. 1-1 count. Parrish sets, he delivers, and there's the seal now. The throw from Jensen over to Conniff and tags him in time. So the Rafters were prepared for it, a slow-moving pitch. But Levi Jensen, the teammate of Parrish's, throws down Crichton at second. No, one down. So 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1 comes in, a swing and a line drive that drops in the left center field. Getting around first, heading to second is Miller, and he'll stand up there with a double. One down, and well, that's back-to-back hits. So Traverse City up to 2 hits. So one down, Miller in scoring position. Glenn Miller hits a ball in the left field. Dylan Carey at the University of Nebraska will bat third, the second baseman, the rising sophomore from Parker, Colorado. 16 hits and 10 RBIs. Parrish fires and lower the zone for a ball. Umpires for today, Manuel Flytez, TJ Tamaccio, and Nick Barone. And the 1-0 outside for a ball, 2-0. So what really hurt the Rafters last time when Traverse City won was getting up early, a run in the first 3 innings. 2-0 count. Miller leads off in the 2-0 and a swing and a belt in the left field. That pulls away, making a lot of contact with Carey. 6 runs in total this year. A 2-1 count. Bryson Parrish A second half guy for the Rafters. Only game he appeared in was Madison back on July the 4th. He allowed one hit in one inning of work and delivers a 2-1 away and outside. 3-1. 3 balls, a strike. Miller stands at second. Parrish looks over. He'll come set. And a pop-up backside and away. 3-2. So a full count with one down. Crichton got a base hit but was thrown out at second. Levi Jensen responsible for that. The count is full. 3-2. Crichton looks over. At second, Miller leads off the 3-2 swing and a check swing upstairs, and he did fully come across for, well, it looks like it was strike three. Yeah, and it was. So he was running to first, and Carey was out. So two down. Carey was running to first, and it was like, wait a sec, you got to head towards the dugout. And then before he got to first, he drifted off to the dugout, but it was kind of confusing there for a moment. So Colin Summerhill out of Northern Illinois batting a .292, 27 RBIs for him. He also has 33 hits, so the right fielder. And we'll see the first pitch, and he swings and a miss on the outside. So Bryson Parrish has allowed two hits, but he's also had a strikeout. Two down for the Rafters here at top of the first. Parrish will look in. He'll step the 0-1. And low for a ball, 1-1. So Northern Illinois Husky, Callan Summerhill. Parrish looks over. And the 1-1 upstairs on a miss, 1-2. So Bryson Parrish, 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Ahead in the count, 1-2. In 2022, he had 20 hits allowed, 16 runs, but he also struck out 10 batters. And the 1-2 comes in and clips the right edge of the zone for strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Bryson Parrish. He allows two hits, but no runs. We head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Now back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning, Ty Johnson will lead off for the Rafters. So rising sophomore, headed to Baylor next season. And a guy A reliable leadoff hitter, 42 hits for him, 133 at-bats, batting a 316. He leads the team in at-bats, hits, and batting average. So definitely a guy that they know can get on base and make contact with the ball at any given time. He'll face Aaron Gustafson, and the 1-0 finds the inside of the zone. Gustafson, a guy at a Masters University from Fontana, Georgia. 5 games appeared in with a 2-0 record. He has 21 and 2/3 innings of work. And the 1-1 right down the plate for a strike. 1-2. He's allowed 26 hits and 11 runs. 8 strikeouts for a 2.91 ERA. Gustafson delivers a slider way outside for a ball. 2-2. He appeared against the Rafters back on June the 26th, where he went 7 2/3 innings, allowing 7 hits, a run, but 3 strikeouts. So the 2-2 from Gustafson, and a swing and a foul back. So staying alive is Ty Johnson. 19 RBIs, also 21 runs as well. Had a great series against the Chinooks just the other day. The 2-2 ripped away and fouled left side. So Johnson slotted in at center field. And Gustafson will step high, deliver the 2-2, and fouled on the inside of the bat. Staying alive is Ty Johnson. So Traverse City, a team that leads the league in fielding percentage. And the 2-2 from Gustafson, a swing, and looks like fouled off the top side of the bat. Traverse City, a great ball club right now, 25 and 14 overall. Rafters trying to change that, the 2-2 on the inside and finds the right edge of the zone for strike 3. Johnson can't believe it, and one down. So Logan Hugo, the right fielder, 19 hits for him on 87 at-bats. He's batting a 218. He's got 15 runs, 5 RBIs. So the right fielder from Eastern Michigan. One down. Gustafson, the step up and the fire on a curve. Below the zone, that looked like that was across the plate. But can't find the strike zone, 1-0. Gustafson, a lot of slow-moving curveballs. And the 1-0 comes, and a curve again. But down low of the zone, 2-0, the exact same pitch at 70 miles per hour. A 2-0 count, one down. And down low of the zone, 4-ball, 3-0. 3-0 count. Logan Hugo has a chance to get walked and get a runner on for the Rafters. A 3-0 comes in and way down low of the zone for a ball. That's 4 straight balls. Logan Hugo will take first. So a runner on for the Rafters with Brendan Bobo, the DH. 20 hits for him on 86 at-bats, batting a .233. Leads a team in home runs with 5 and also RBIs with 22. All of his home runs have come from outside of Witter Field. So Bobo swings and hits a fly ball hooking into left field. Coming after it is Crichton to make the grab before the warning track. And tagging back to first is Hugo. So Bobo, good contact. Couldn't see that ball. Just out before the warning track. That almost was gone. So 2 down. 2 down for the Rafters. Logan Hugo stands at first. Jack Gervich will step in the batter's box now, and he swings and hits a line drive that hits about. Coming to cut it off is Summerhill in right field. So Jack Gervich with a base hit. So Bobo flies out to left field. Gervich gets a base hit. And Garrett Broussard batting at 215, 23 hits for him on 8 RBIs as well. So Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, runners on first and second. Gervich at first. At second is Hugo. A swing and a fly ball that's high. The first baseman, Erickson, trying to track it down. Can't get there in time, so the runners will have to get back their bags. Two down. Garrett Broussard, an 0-1 count. Johnson struck out looking, and Bobo flew out to left. Gurevich at first. Logan Hugo, the runner in scoring position, is at second. 0-1 count on Garrett Broussard. Batted an average of 258 last season, 215 this season, and a curveball down low for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 count. Gustafson, you're already with the strikeout. 1-1 count with the ball in his glove. Sets and fires, and a swing and a popped up ball into shallow right. Coming to track it down is the right fielder, Summerhill, for the third out. So the Raptors get two runners on base. They come up empty. We head to the top of the second, scoreless through one.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second inning, Evan Orzik will step in the left-handed batter's box, the DH from St. Xavier out of Shorewood, Illinois, and he's ahead in the count 1-0, and the ball comes in low 2-0, scoreless through one, as the Raptors had two runners on base, weren't able to get anybody home. So Evan Orzik, 14 hits for him, batting a 269, and the 2-0 right down the plate for a strike. 2-1. Bryson Parrish allowed two hits in the top of the first, but he also had two strikeouts. He struck out Carey and Summerhill. So Orzik, batting fifth in the order. We'll see the 2-1, and it goes below the zone, 3-1. That was a fastball at 90 miles per hour. Seven RBIs for the DH, and he'll see the 3-1, and he cranks his ball into right field. This one's heading back, and it is gone. Evan Orzik on his first home run of the season, and this breaks things open for the pitch hitters. They take an early 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. So Orzik, would you look at that? That was belted into the scoreboard. So they lead 1-0. And Camden Trafficante We'll see the first pitch, and it comes in for a strike. That one, one count. Parrish delivers in, up on a curveball, up and above the zone, 1-1. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Camden Traficante batting at 250, 31 hits and 16 RBIs. A 1-2 count. The 1-2 and a swing and a line drive. Backing after it is Gallison, able to make the grab for the first out. So Tyler Minnick, the catcher from Marietta, Georgia. Batting a 225 with 12 RBIs. He has 20 hits on the season. And the first pitch comes in on curveball, way low of the zone, 1-0. 7 runs for him as well. So Minnick out of Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jacket, will see the 1-0 and hits a high fly ball into deep left center field. This ball's back, and this one is going to go behind the wall for the second home run. Traverse City, 2-0 up here in the top of the second. Tyler Minnick, his first home run of the season, and the Pitts hitters with an early lead, 2-0. So a home run from Orzech and a home run from Minnick. Bryson Parrish will have to shake this one off. One down, Cooper Erickson, the first baseman. We'll see a slider down low. 6 hits, batting a 140. Batting in the 8th spot. One down, 1-0. And a curveball that finds the strike zone on the edge, 1-1. A 1-1 count with one down. Parrish will look in and deliver, looking for that right part of the zone, but it comes in for a ball, 2-1. The 2-1 up and high. So Bryson Parrish, he started his day giving up 2 hits, followed up with 2 strikeouts, but 2 of the past 3 batters have gone yard. The 3-1 and a swing and a hard ground ball up the middle into center field. So Erickson will take first, and the inning continues for the Pitts hitters. So 3 out of the past 4 batters have gotten a hit. And here, batting in the 9 hole, Andrew Manley. Out of Wofford College, his teammate, heading into his sophomore season from Atlanta, Georgia. Batting a 204, 11 hits for him with 4 RBIs. So Levi Jensen stepping on the mound to consult his summer collegiate teammate and also his college teammate as well. Saying, hey, let's just get out of this inning here. One down. Erickson stands at first. Traverse City up to 5 hits now. And Parrish will set in fire and goes low of the zone for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strike. One down, the 1-0. Low and away, 2-0. That was a fastball at 88. 4 RBIs for Manley. Ahead in the count, 2-0. Parrish will set and fire, and a swing and a ball lifted into left field. Gallison trying to chase it down, and this bounces before the wall. Rounding second, heading for third is Erickson. He'll stand up at third. Getting to second is Manley. And here come the Pitts hitters once again, already up 2-0, and they're threatening. This inning is not over.